It wasn't so long ago that just about everyone was taking YouTube to court, charging copyright infringement. Media companies claim the site's success was based on illegally uploading clips of TV shows and movies. They're still saying that. But at the same time, old media can't deny the powers of YouTube's huge audience. So companies are scrambling to figure out ways to work with YouTube. From Los Angeles, Shireen Marisol Meraji explains.
Maybe you need a good cry.
Couldn't sleep last night because I know that it's over between us.
Could be you're nostalgic for times past.
He's looking at you, kid.
Or you just feel like laughing at someone getting hit right in the unmentionables. Whatever your mood, you've probably watched clips from your favorite movies or TV shows on YouTube. And most likely, the clips weren't supposed to be there.
Here's what happened.
Vin DeBona's the TV producer behind America's Funniest Home Videos.
Turned on the television and CBS Evening News said, there's something new. It's called YouTube. It's a way to trade video and collect things and share it. And we're going to show you what it does. And they showed six clips. And damned if three of them weren't mine.
DeBona called his lawyer, and the cease and desist chase was on. But it was his responsibility to search the site for pirated material and have it taken down.
It was like playing whack-a-mole. You know, whack the mole, and six more pop up, and those are my clips. So there's no way to stay ahead of this game. So if you can't stay ahead of the game, you have to make a decision. Do you join the game?
DeBona put on his game face and partnered with YouTube. His channels, Cute Win Fail and Petsami, repackage those funny home videos we all know and love, legally. An ad plays before the videos start, and DeBona and YouTube share the revenue.
We began to embrace it, and it's become very successful.
LA-based entrepreneurs
Rich Radden, co-founder of Movie Clips,
and
Zach James, co-founder of Movie Clips,
knew that movie studios were having the same problem with piracy as Vin DeBona. So Zach James said,
why don't we go on YouTube and help figure this out with the studios?
Zach and Rich Radden's venture-funded startup Movie Clips works with six major studios and a handful of independents to help them embrace YouTube.
Clips can be a powerful driver to watching the feature film. And so when we walked in, we thought, hey, do these licensing deals with us. You know we'll treat the content correctly. And let's see if we can't throw people after they watch the clip to buy or rent the movie.
Movie Clips has a staff of more than 50 film nerds to make that happen.
I studied critical film studies, actually. So I love watching movies and writing about them. That's what I did all 4 years of college.
26-year-old Juliana Strickland is a content curator for Movie Clips. She trolls YouTube for illegal uploads. But rather than forcing the guilty party to take the clip down, Strickland claims it on behalf of the studio that owns the copyright. The best part, she gets to watch movies, pick the most memorable moments, and upload those clips to YouTube.
Sandy, your breasts feel weird.
Oh, that's because they're real.
Today, it's LA Story.
We always make a clip have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Then I put everyone that's in the scene, so Steve Martin, Richard Grant, Victoria Tennant, Sarah Jessica Parker. I put some of the memorable dialogue. Sandy, your breasts feel weird. And she's like, oh, that's because they're real. And you put discussion topics.
Hours of tedious work. So this legal content will show up first when you go searching for your favorite movie clip on YouTube. Not an easy task when 60 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute. But Thomas Hughes with Lionsgate, the indie studio behind The Hunger Games, says it's working.
We don't have the time or the resources to do it. They do it for us, minding the P's and Q's and make it available for the world to see. We've seen our claimed views double, and we fully expected that.
The more views you claim, the easier it is to prove to advertisers that you've got the eyeballs they want to reach. Take Viacom, which owns Paramount Pictures. Viacom is suing YouTube for copyright infringement. Simultaneously, Paramount is cashing in by partnering with Movie Clips. So the next time you need a little Michael Corleone in your life,
keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
You won't have to feel too guilty. For NPR News, I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji in Los Angeles.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.